It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
It's turning out it is quite impossible. It's a good thing you're not doing this. What aren't you doing for $505? Kristen, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think it is?
Memorizing someone's phone number.
That's a really good guess.
That's a really good guess. I remember for a long time, for safety reasons, you were supposed to remember a number because you lose the phone. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm an emergency. What am I going to do?
Well, my son is in the age where, like, we're trying to teach him, like, your phone has to be charged. If you're leaving the house, you're not going to be with us. The phone has to be charged.
How's that going?
He's okay. It did die the other day, but he texted and was like, hey, I'm just letting you know my phone is dying. I know both yours and dad's phone number by heart. Like, okay. He was letting us know, if I need to contact you, I will. And I was like, all right, that's pretty good. Yeah. But yeah, he has to know at least our phone numbers,
yeah,
right? In case there's an emergency.
You have to.
I think I know maybe like a handful of phone numbers.
I
don't know.
So too.
I don't know my parents.
I know
my brothers.
Parents. That's it.
What? No.
Really?
Mm-mm. How do you not? What do you mean?
And hopefully your son's listening so he can go, hey, mom, you don't even know your parents?
Yeah. No. You know your brother's cell phone number?
Yeah. I know all of theirs.
Why?
But I...
Emergency, right?
Yeah. I feel like, and especially because we're all on the family plan, they were all pretty similar. You know what I mean?
Okay.
A couple numbers off?
Yeah,
that's why my parents are very easy because they're like one number off.
Yeah. I knew theirs, but this is kind of silly. I didn't know Jay's by heart, which, like, you just don't. And I went to Angelo's, the cheesesteak place in South Philly, and they're, like, old school, and they're like, what number did you order it on?
You didn't know
his
phone number?
And I was like, and it was my boyfriend. I'm like, my boyfriend's phone number. And they're like, and what's his number? I'm like, I don't know. And I had left my phone in the car, like, he was parked down the street, and I'm, like, shouting to him, like, what's your phone number?
Oh, that's really funny.
So now I know it.
That is
because
really
of Angelo's.
Funny. Kristen, thank you for the guess, but sorry, it's not the correct answer.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Keep your guesses coming, 888-333-B101.
A number you should never forget there, 888-333-B101.
It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? I gave an impromptu clue. I am definitely not doing this. We've got Addie on the line. Good morning.
There we go. Sorry, push the button.
Oh, hi,
there
Addie.
There we go, Addie.
Hi, good morning.
What's your guess?
Reading the terms and conditions before clicking, I agree.
Like, actually reading the terms and conditions.
Yeah.
Does anyone in this room do that?
No. No, I don't read all that. I just go, no.
Absolutely
I agree.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I feel like I could, if anything ever came back to me, I would be like, you sent out a 100-page document. Did you really think that anyone is going to read it?
Out of everyone here on the show, I think we all would agree that Kathy's the only one that would get away with it by not clicking, not even knowing. The rest of us would all get in trouble. She'd be like, oh, well, that's all right.
I have a way to bypass it, and you don't
every
have to click
rule.
It. And you
every
still...
rule, she can bypass every rule out there.
No, that's not true.
Addie, great guess, but not the correct answer.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for listening.
So cute.
All right, we're going to go to Joan next and see if she can figure out what people are not doing. Joan, you know the answer?
Is it logging out of websites properly? instead of signing out, just clicking the X and closing the window?
That is, that's kind of my pet peeve, like, for myself. On my computers, if I get logged out of a website, I get so mad.
Uh-huh.
Like, I want to stay in, so I just go to it, and there we are. We're ready to go. We're all set and good to go.
Look at you breaking the Odyssey
passwords
rules.
The passwords are just so hard to remember for everything.
Right, and then they give you, like, the, you know, already generated ones.
Uh-huh.
You pick a difficult one, and I'm like, I am not going to remember that.
Well, here at work, you're supposed to log out every day on every machine from every site because you're following all the rules that you agreed upon, right?
But so
on our own laptop?
On our own stuff.
But we log out of that. Nobody could get into our...
True, on your own laptop, like the shared computer here, I could steal all of Laura's identity and money because every time I've logged on here, I'm like, Laura
I'm
is
out.
Still all logged
Nuh-uh.
In on here.
No.
I actually think he might be correct.
Yes,
I can do your stuff in the production studio,
because
too.
Every time I've logged in here, I'm like, all right, let me log Laura out. I don't need all this information.
Well, thank you guys for not ruining my life.
I was going to say, please leave it because it's so much easier when I come in to pull stuff up that
You're
we need.
Welcome.
In that
room. I think
You're
I've
welcome.
I think since I started in October of last year, she's been logged in. In that computer over there. I've never once had to log into the one computer over there.
Yep.
When Laura wasn't here for maternity leave, we still logged. Somebody at corporate's like, wow, that girl's on maternity leave and she's still working.
Hustling. Always works the whole time.
She has always been logged in.
Joan, thank you for the guess, but not the correct answer.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have a good day. All right, we're going to go to Bob. He'll be our last guest for this round. Hi, Bob.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. All right, it's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing?
I'm not. I don't think people smoke as much as they used to. I grew up, everybody smoked except me. I don't think people are smoking these days. I think they're more conscious of not smoking.
All the warnings and stuff and the health. I would hope so, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I went to those casinos in Atlantic City when I was on vacation, and I'm looking around going, why is Phyllis over there playing the slots, penny slots, just smoking away?
It was still bad?
It was still bad. Even the non-smoking sections, you can still smell, and you just see people walking around, cigarettes in their mouth. I'm like, why?
Worst.
No, it's terrible.
Bob, sorry, that is not the correct answer, but Bob, you're calling from Minnesota?
Yes, I am.
What are you doing?
I've been here since. So I've been here. I lived in Gloucester City, New Jersey, until August of last year.
Okay, wow. And so you live in Minnesota now?
Yes, I do.
And you still listen
to
us?
I'm outside. I used to live close out the suburbs of Minneapolis. Then my son and his wife. Then I moved to the suburbs of St. Paul a few months ago.
Okay, and you still listen to B101 from Minnesota?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, I have the. My daughter's house, or my daughter-in-law's house, they have the Google speaker, so I listen on Google.
Nice. Yeah.
And when I'm at home, I don't have it, so I just listen. I listen on my phone.
And you're still, of course, repping the Phillies and the Eagles. And
I get all the MLB games because I have the MLB.com, so I get all the LMB network, so I get all the games. So
nice.
I watch the Phillies. Yeah.
Bob, thank you so much for listening to us from Minnesota. I'm going to do something that I'm probably not allowed to do, and I don't care. Bob,
do it.
We're going to give you a Kathy Romano Show t-shirt for listening to us from Minnesota.
Yes.
We're gonna mail that to you. Bob, hang on the line so we can get your information, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hold on, Bob.
Bob from Minnesota.
That is awesome that he is moved and he still listens to us. Thank you so
much.
Reminder,
you can listen to us anywhere, anytime.
Anywhere, yes. The smart speakers, the app. We have the Odyssey app. You can listen. You can go to just the website and listen off the website too, right?
Yep, b101philly.com. Yeah. All different ways to listen to us.
All right, so we'll do a second round of Impossible Question at 9:10. And don't forget, in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to play Guess for Life, or as far as 50 grand will take you.
Or we'll log Laura out of all the computers, see what happens.
Please don't. Here on the Kathy Romano Show, we've got $505 this morning to give away for the Impossible Question. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? Kelsey, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think it is?
I think it's not paying for shipping.
Kelsey, I want to tell you that moments ago, we've been talking about these squeezy, squishy toys.
Yeah.
You know, that all the kids love. Kathy is online here, and she's going, oh, it's only $2.50. Oh, and the shipping's only $4.50. And I was like, wait a minute. The shipping is double the price of this thing. Just go get it.
Yeah, but you know what? Well, you couldn't
buy it. I won't pay for shipping.
You couldn't buy it in store.
Oh.
That's why. But no, I am with you, Kelsey. I refuse to pay for shipping, which is why I did not place the order for the squishy. I mean, I will pay double what I was originally deciding to purchase just to avoid the shipping, the $3.99 shipping cost.
I hate the shipping.
I hate it. Yep. I refuse to pay it. Kelsey, really good guess, but sorry, not the correct answer.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day. Keep your guesses coming. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing for $505? 888-333-B101. It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing? That's the impossible question this morning on the Kathy Romano Show. And we've got $505 to give away. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your guess, Sandy?
I think that we don't put our phones down an hour before we go to bed.
Mm.
Do you do that?
Yes.
You do?
No, I don't do that. No, I don't do that. No.
She's like, no.
That's why I'm guessing it.
Yeah. I don't think anyone does it. I just had the conversation with my girlfriend, Elise, the other day. I was like, hey, they say that your mental health will improve if you at least put your phone away 15 minutes before you go to bed and do not look at your phone for 15 minutes when you wake up. And she said, good luck, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you, was it a conversation or were you hinting that maybe that's a good idea she does that?
Maybe a little bit of both.
I told you guys, I've tried to not pick it up before or right after I wake up from bed. Some mornings I do it, and some mornings I'm like so tired. I'm like, just give me my phone. I'm going to scroll for a little bit.
Emma, shop. We've learned you Amazon shop in your sleep.
I'm going to shop at 3:45 a.m. Good guess, Sandy. Not the correct answer.
Thank you.
All right. You can try again tomorrow if we don't get a correct answer. We have two more guesses. Margie, good morning.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
What's your guess, Margie?
My guess is that we're not calling soccer football.
That's a really good guess. Yep. I'm definitely not. I'm still calling it soccer.
Yep. Still calling it soccer as well.
Anybody else? Football. Our big fan over here,
yeah,
Brett.
Our official football
fan. Do you call it football?
Well, I've always thought it was stupid that we call a game you play with your hands football. So I'm going to call soccer football.
There you go. Yes.
There you go.
So what should we call American football? Throw ball?
Slow, boring.
Wow. You like the Eagles.
I like the Eagles. I like the Eagles.
Okay.
Not
the Eagles game. That's it.
Right. Only the Eagles.
Margie, just so you know, Brett became a fan of soccer. I'm sorry, football. About 2 weeks ago when he went to one FIFA fan vest, came back in the next day and said, oh, I'm the biggest fan.
And I've been to five since, Bobby.
Okay, see?
True fan. He's a true fan.
True
now.
Fan.
Margie, not the correct guess. Sorry.
Oh, okay, joke.
All right.
Good morning.
You too. We'll go to our last call for the morning. Diane, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Kathy.
It's a good bet you're not doing this. What aren't you doing, Diane?
Not coming to a complete, absolute, complete stop at a stop sign.
Ooh.
Not some of the stop signs. You know what I mean? Like they're out and nowhere, and it's just a pain in the neck. You can see that nobody's. I mean, you stop, but it's called a rolling stop.
Yeah.
Diane, I want you to go to Instagram if you can and look at the Kathy Romano Show Instagram to see how Kathy parks her car. So you'll also see probably how she goes through stop signs, because the video on there is pretty darn good and a good representation of her pulling into our garage. So
I actually, Bobby, live at a stop sign. So
it must drive you crazy if people go through it. And you have a son, you know.
Yeah. So yeah. I try my best to always stop at the stop signs. Yep. In our town, on the stop signs, there's another little metal sign posted below all of the stop signs. And it says rolling stop sign, $250. Complete stop. Or it said rolling stop, $250. Complete stop, $0.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Good guess, Diane, but not the correct answer.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Have a good day.
Aww.
So tomorrow morning, $606. Ooh, it's getting up there, everybody. Nothing?
Is this where I say something witty?
Yes, this is where we look at Brett, we say witty time. So Brett, witty time.
Brett's tired.
Okay.
All right, Brett.
No witty time from Brett.
Brett, set up our clip of the day because we don't know what it is.
Here is our clip of the day.
Silence. Bobby, he didn't do the clip of the day the whole time you were gone because he said it was too much work.
Oh my God. So we're going to continue
that
trend
now? We did it two of the three.
I was gone for 6 days.
Here's what we're going to do. The clip of the day is going to be a clip from early on in your vacation. You were not here for it. We're not going to explain what it is.
Okay.
But I just want you to hear it.
All right, here we go.
I can't tell you the last time I ate a hot dog. Like, literally, I don't even remember when the last time was that I had a hot dog. Laura, get yourself together. Get it together. Stop it.